Take off the condom and come on my back. Here. Come whenever you're ready. I already came, so you can take your time. Oh yeah, there it is. Oh wow, that feels like quite a lot. Maybe are you done back there? Great. Could you get a rag for me? I have a couple in my closet. Open that door over there. Yeah, that one. Do you see them? There's a couple rags hanging on the thingy behind my cheer uniform on your left. The other left. There you go. Now get back here. I don't want you snooping around in my closet. And be a doll and wipe the cum off, won't you? Did you get it all? Great. Now get back up here and cuddle me. Well, at least there's one advantage to my parents being out of town for graduation night. I can fuck you in my own bed without the fear of getting caught. Honestly, though, I can't believe we didn't hook up before graduation. It's so weird, isn't it? How we took similar classes and went to the same house parties, but we never really gotten to know each other. At least, until now. Who did you hang out with anyway? Right, the smart kids. It makes sense. I mean, hanging out with them paid off, didn't it? You had smart friends? And it seems like their smartness rubbed off on you. Now look at you, headed off to Stanford next year. Hey, I do have a question about the smart kids. Do you guys ever compete about who's smarter? Some, like, friendly competition? Like, okay, as a pretty girl, I see other girls subtly competing at parties and stuff to see who's more attractive. Do the smart kids ever do that too? Oh, cool. That's consoling. Good to know that the smart kids are pretty petty. Better yet, just as petty about being smart as the attractive people are about being attractive. I don't know why I'm so curious about the smart kids. I guess deep down I kind of wish there was one. I mean, I'm smart, I know that. And just look at that beautiful sash on the floor by my dress. But I wasn't really associated with being smart while we were in school. Yeah, when you look and talk like I do, some people just assume that you're dumb by default. But, I've come to terms with it. Maybe I should have started wearing glasses sooner, Ugh, shut up. The glasses only look porny when you think about it that way. God, I know we just graduated, but sometimes I wish I could go back to freshman year, you know? Just start over and do things a bit differently. I mean, I wouldn't change everything, of course. Like, I would still join the cheer team and whatnot, but it would have been more me. I don't know. Am I being too sappy to you? I guess what I'm trying to say is that I wish I got to show people that I'm more than how I'm perceived. That I'm more than just my appearance. I mean, look at me. I practically look like any sort of stereotype for a cheerleader. I mean, prom queen cheerleader who babysits and drives a white Jeep. But people don't think I have depth of character. Yeah, it's fun to be pretty. But the one thing no one talks about is that when you look like this, people reduce you to nothing but your looks. And sometimes I wonder if that's all I am. All I'm meant to be. Like, sometimes it feels as if my appearance is a cage and I can't break free. And my depth as a person is just trapped inside. Jeez, I am being too sappy, aren't I? Would you rather I just shut up about my woes and suck your cock again? Seriously. Shut me up if you want me to stop rambling. You still want me to talk? Like, actually get to know me? Is this some ruse for you to get into my pants? Jeez, you already got in them as it is. So that means you must legitimately want to talk to me? Yes, I know that's like the third time I asked, but it's just that I guess I'm a little shocked. Usually when I hook up with guys, we have the usual that was fun pillow talk and leave. Oh, shut up. You're gonna make me cry. I like talking to you too. Alright, so I've been going on about myself for way too long. What about you? Would you have changed anything about high school? Come on. You're a class president and valedictorian. What could you possibly want to happen differently? You're a bit of a nerd, sure, but that's barely a problem. Oh, right. Your parents weren't at graduation either. Sorry. No, I know how you feel. I think I'm the only one in the whole class who knows how you feel. Yeah. My mom's at some meeting at the CDC or whatever. And my dad is in Prague or Sydney or something. Business meetings. What about yours? Jeez, we really do have a lot in common. Having to tough it out on our own. At least we're both smart, right? You actually think I'm smart? I was only joking when I said that. You really think so? Really? Okay, I know. That's the second time I've asked the same question 3 times in a row. But seriously, I'm very shocked. That means a lot coming from you. To hear that you think I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm so happy we had the chance to talk like this before we had to go to separate colleges. I know that we're only getting to know each other just now, but I seriously mean it when I say that I'm feeling a connection with you. I just want to. Mm-hmm. Jeez. That was even better than last time. I feel like I can actually be myself around you. And I know that I should have felt that before the first time we even had sex. But I just totally feel it now. And I want you more than ever. And I. Right. I was rambling. Good job on shutting me up. But why don't you shut me up some more?